Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr. Good evening. You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr.
Well, praise the Lord once again. Welcome to another Worldwide Internet Radio Show of the James Brown Internet Radio Show on today, which is Saturday, July the 5th, 2014. Again, I'd like to welcome all my worldwide listening audience. Again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. And as we always do before we bring our guests on, we always open up with a word of prayer. So I ask all listeners if you would tune in and open up and touch and agree with me as we pray to our Heavenly Father. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, because we know that you alone is worthy to be praised. Lord God, we pray that as this show goes forth on today, Lord, that you would use those vessels who are coming on as guests, Heavenly Father, that they would touch the hearts and minds of someone who may be listening who do not know Jesus Christ. Lord God, we pray that their spiritual blindness would be removed, they would be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins to Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved, whereby they can fulfill their God-given purpose for your glory, Heavenly Father. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are healer, Lord. We pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And Lord God, we also lift up all those who are bereaved. We know that bereavement is going around the land. We know that devastation is going forth throughout the earth. And we know that, Heavenly Father, that you said that these things would happen before your son comes back. And we know that you are no shorter than your word. But, we ask that you would just help us to endure until your son returns. And so, oh, God, we ask that you would continue to comfort and strengthen those who are bereaved. And, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds of world leaders, Heavenly Father, not just in the United States, but all over the land, from the highest level of government to the lowest. Touch the hearts of those who have rule over your people, Lord, that they would show love and compassion towards your people, whereby you would get the glory. And, oh, God, we ask that you would just continue to be in the midst of this show and continue to bless it, that it would be a blessing to others, that you alone would get the glory. And for this, we give your name glory, we give you praise, for we know that you are worthy, and we know that there is none like you. And we are so grateful that we are vessels, that we are servants of the Most High God. And for this, Heavenly Father, we give your name praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord again. Before I introduce my guest on today, which will be coming on very shortly, in today's subject, they're going to be dealing with marriage. And that would be Elder Joe and Minister Stephanie Page. They have been guests on my show before. But today, they will be doing a topic on marriage. So if you are married or you're anticipating on getting married anytime soon, you might want to pay close attention as they come forth. Before I introduce my guest, I'd like you to know that food for thought for today is, what's on your Christian resume? That is a personal question for each listener. We are here in the earth. We're not here by accident or by mistake. God has a purpose for each one of our lives. So the question for today is, what is on your Christian resume? Think about it. And I'd also like to make this one quick announcement before I introduce my guest. It's two announcements. The first one is action photos. When memories are all you have, and that is Mr. Geronimo R. Patton. He can be reached at area code 313-316-6470, or you can reach him at actionphotos2@aol.com. And he definitely works very well with his photos, and he deals with slideshows, corporate events, special events, model portfolios, funerals, reenactments, family reunions, birthday parties, graduations, weddings, and real estate photos. How would you like to have your own personal paparazzi? Well, Mr. Geronimo Patton is the man that you want to speak with. He is a proprietor of Action Photos. Again, he can be reached at 313-316-6470, or you can reach him online at actionphotos2@aol.com. And also, for those who would like to sow into Kingdom Builders International, there are three different ways that you can pay sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries. The first way is you can pay through PayPal at Kingdom Builder, and you would drop the S. It's not Builders. It's Kingdom Builder International at gmail.com. The second way you can sow into Kingdom Builders is at www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Or you can mail donations to 12346 Elmdale, that's Elmdale Street, and that's in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code there is 48213. Once again, you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com or mail donations to 12346 Elmdale Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48213. Well, again, we have our special guest for today, and we have a wonderful subject that we're going to be dealing with today, and that is the subject of marriage. And we know God has ordained marriage from the foundation of the world. And so as our guest for today, we have Elder Joe and Minister Stephanie Pace, the husband and wife team that will be dealing with the subject of marriage on today. Praise the Lord, Elder and Minister Stephanie Pace.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. He is truly worthy to be praised.
Amen.
As I always do, I know you all have shared with us before one of your powerful testimonies, but if you could, before you go on to deal with the subject of marriage on today, is there another testimony that you'd like to share with the worldwide listening audience on today?
Testimony. I didn't
have. Well, I just want to thank God that I'm alive. One that's currently living with diabetes. A few years ago, I was homeless. I was living inside a church, and I was going through all kinds of health issues. But thank God that I'm alive, and I can actually share with those who are out there that God is a healer, and God will make a way for you out of no way. And if you will believe God and trust God, He will direct your path. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm a true witness to that. That is a fact for those who that may not know who God is and who have not trusted God. But as Elder Joe Page just said, you and we must put our faith and our trust in God because He is a miracle worker. And Elder Joe Page is a living testimony that God is faithful to His word and for those who serve Him faithfully. And so at this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Elder Joe and Minister Stephanie Page and let the Lord have His way with you regarding the subject of marriage on today. Be blessed as they speak to you from the word of God.
Hallelujah. We are so grateful for the opportunity to speak on this subject today.
Yes.
It's very interesting. My husband right now is in the process of actually working on a book called
Out of the
Wreckage. And because many, you know, a lot of people may not know, my husband was married previously, and I was married previously, actually at a young age. And a lot of times, you know, you're able to minister and advise not only by what you've done right,
yes,
but also out of what you've done wrong.
Yes.
Many times the greatest lessons we've ever learned out of the mistakes that we've made or the things that we've done wrong and the consequences of those things.
Amen.
So dealing with out of the wreckage is basically a subject that my husband came up with in dealing with just like airplane accidents. And when they,
yes,
have crashes, there'll be a black box. And,
yes,
what that black box does is it tells everything that the plane did before it crashed.
Yes.
And that's what the book will be about in regards to marriage that, you know, we'll be working on together. But,
amen,
when we were asked to speak on the subject of marriage, you know, we have a lot of stuff that we can talk about.
Ooh, wee.
So basically, you know, God gave my husband a word, and coming out of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and he was, when my husband was reading, God was teaching him about the help meet and what the help meet is all about, and you know, what Eve was to Adam. So,
amen,
let my husband talk.
All right. Amen. And we're going to read out of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and we're going to read, and he and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helpmate for him. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then out of the Amplified it reads, now the Lord God said, it is not good, sufficient, satisfactory that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper meet, suitable, adapted, complementary for him. Amen. That's a lot to say. Hallelujah. Well, where we're going to start from is just really understanding marriage in its entirety and how God planned the marriage. Most of the time, I've been in the kingdom for quite a long time, and to me, and I'm just going to speak for me, that I've seen it, you know, kind of lopsided, that the man is pretty much the most, I know he has dominion. He has dominion, but they treat kind of like in the kingdom, it's more so the woman is treated almost second class. But God made the woman in her place where she is actually a helper to him to accomplish his assignment in the earth.
Amen.
Amen. So with that, we have to understand. Now, what I've learned is that sometimes we're in marriage, we have been in marriages where we've brought a whole different mindset to it. Okay? Now, help me. I know we already understand what help me, right? Well, let's break help me.
Yeah, because the thing is, when we read it out of Amplified,
yes,
it says that it was a helper,
mm-hmm,
that was meet or fit or complementary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also something that was very, very key in that is that God looked at man and he said, it is not good for man to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, when we read in Genesis, when God had finished making the heavens and the earth,
yes,
After he made male and female, that's in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 7, says, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And then we skip down to 31, it says, and God saw everything that he'd made, and behold, it was very good. Okay, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So on the day when he made them male and female, when he completed that, he says, it is good, very good, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
But then we read in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, when he says, it is not good for man to be alone,
right,
that I'm going to make a help meet, fit, complementary to him. And what we have to understand even in that is that the woman is who helps to complete the man. And again, it goes into the word when it says that a man who findeth a wife find it's a good thing. Because as God established in the beginning, you know, men need women. Okay?
Amen.
And until it is really understood that they are meant to work as a unit, that they are meant to utilize the gifts that are given to both in order to have a complete picture. But a lot of times in the kingdom, it's not necessarily recognized how the woman is very important in order for the man, in order to reach and be and complete the missions and the tasks that God set forth. So in many scenarios, we may have women that are strong in some areas, and where the man should actually look at that area and say, okay, God has given me a wife that's good with money, or a wife that's good in the kitchen, or
yes,
a wife that's good
yes,
at cooking.
Yes.
You know, many times we'll say, well, you know, well, I'm the head, I'll do it, you know,
right,
instead of understanding that God has given him that wife in order to complete his mission, and the gift that she has will complement him.
Amen.
To where the picture will be complete.
Amen. And we have to recognize that we need each other.
Amen.
And God had already set up before the foundation of the world, unity.
Yeah.
He wanted us to work together. That was the reason for the creation of woman, be able to work. She is my counterpart. She is what everything that I am not, she is. So it would only be wisdom to be able to listen and be able to work together. Everything I cannot do by myself.
Amen.
Now, when I'm by myself, there's only one way to do everything. I have to do it for myself. But when I'm married or get into a marriage covenant or a marriage relationship, there is a reason for this woman who's completing me, and we're completing each other, becoming one.
Yeah.
Oneness. And God is big about oneness.
Yeah.
Okay? And then when we get into all of that about the oneness, we have to walk together in this.
Yeah.
I understand the man is called the head, called, if God is the head,
he's the
leader. And I'm understanding all of that. But what you see in most Christian marriages today, you don't see unity.
Mm-hmm.
Unity. They may love each other. They may tolerate each other. But they don't walk together in unity. There's something not balanced
mm-hmm.
in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it either one is stepping out, whether it's ministry, whether it's trying to do something, the man steps out. Yes, he steps out first. But it's almost like toiling without the woman being with that in that particular equation.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Now, I've been married before, and I understand that certain things, there's certain mentalities sometimes are brung into marriage from the world aspect. You want to talk about that? Amen. We're going to talk about that. Sometimes when we were growing up, men were taught to basically go out, and you have to go out and take the world by storm on your own. Everything that you did, you had to work hard for it. You had to basically go out and grab the bull by the horn, so to speak. It wasn't about, and you weren't a man until you accomplished everything that you set out to do on your own, without help. Sometimes you've been thrown into situations where you didn't have any help. So you take on the mentality when you come into the marriage that I'm the man. I'm the breadwinner. I'm this, I'm that, as far as what the mentality is. Then, on women's side, sometimes.
Yeah. And on the women's side, we've been reading a lot of fairy tales. We all, you know, we're looking for this Prince Charming that comes up, and he's absolutely perfect. It's going to take us away from all of our cares and all of our issues. When in actuality and honesty, you know, we bring a lot of baggage into situations, and the men actually are not equipped in order to alleviate all the baggage that we bring.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things that happen that sabotage the union.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just talked about the environment inside the body of Christ where women are sometimes treated as, you know, subservient, even though we are to be under submission.
Yeah.
We're not to be doormats. We're dealing with scenarios that are inherently from the world, where men are taught that they have to do everything, be in charge of everything, take the bull by the horns and run over anybody that gets in their way. You have women that come into the scenario that have been dreaming of their dream wedding and planning out this fairy tale since they were little girls, and they have expectations of, you know, this knight in shining armor coming to wipe away all of their issues and give them happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and reality is nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we're not equipped to deal with the actual institution of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
In marriage, the Word of God teaches us that, you know, that the husband is to leave the mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and that they actually become one flesh. And likewise, you know, wives, we're leaving our homes as well, or whatever environment that we were in, that we were operating in, and now we have to be joined to the husband, and we're now one. Again, my husband speaks about unity.
Yeah.
We are now one with him. So neither one of us are going to be getting our own way. And we're not used to necessarily not getting our own way. The husband, you know, the male is used to, you know, I'm a man, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm, you know, I'm going to live my life, I'm going to take the bull by the horns.
Right.
And, you know, and we have some women that are either, you know, independent women before they come in, or they're leaving from mommy and daddy's house. And again, you know, many times they're used to, you know, do what they want to do. And if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And in marriage, that doesn't work.
Does not work.
That doesn't work. Again, when we go back to the beginning, Eve was created because Adam needed help. You know, Adam needed help.
Okay.
So because Adam needed help, he had to create a woman that was fit, capable of helping him.
Now,
you know, in order to achieve what it was that he had to achieve.
Now imagine two different ways of life. We just described the man's point of view and the woman's point of view, okay?
In some scenarios.
In some scenarios.
Yes.
And you imagine those two mindsets coming together all of a sudden. Because, you know, in dating, I'm going to take it here.
Yeah.
In dating, we come off as, I call it fronting. We call it fronting. We put on our best act.
Yes,
we put on the best face when we're dating and courting.
Mm-hmm.
When we're out there, we are just, I mean, y'all are just as sweet as pie.
Yes, we are.
And we are, you know, just as the gentlemanly as we can be.
Mm-hmm.
We opening doors.
Mm-hmm.
We
pulling out chairs.
We doing it all.
Flowers.
But when the papers are getting signed, that changes. There's an intensity that comes.
Yeah, but why is that?
Why is that? Yeah, that's a great question. I think that when you have to see when you're dating, you go home after the date is over with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you get married, you wake up with them every day.
So in actuality, what you're saying is when you're dating, you only have to relinquish your lifetime for a few hours.
For a few hours.
But when you're married, your lifestyle is affected permanently.
Yes.
So therefore, there's a whole lot of submitting going on.
There's a whole lot
you
of
have
submission.
To submit,
we can submit for a few
another.
Hours. But imagine when you got to submit 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and that's, you know, really what it's all about. But I think it's one thing that is key, and I'm going to say this especially for the women. The thing that is key for Christian women and Christian marriages is that, again, Eve was created, or she came into being, because Adam needed a help meet. And it was a helper that complimented him, and that was to assist him in doing that which God purposed for him to do.
Yes.
Now, understand this. If God has purposed your husband to, let's say, have a mega ministry, you can't just necessarily sit on the front pew with a big hat. It's a very good possibility that you're going to have to get into the trenches. You'll be teaching, you'll be preaching, you know,
right.
And a lot of other things that you will be doing in order to bring forth the vision. Now, understand this as well. It could also work vice versa. There are some women that have been called into ministry.
Amen.
To do mighty work.
Amen.
And it doesn't take away from her role of being a helper to the man. Again, it's all complementary.
Yes.
So if that husband is meant to be, again, he's obviously going to be meant to be also a great man in the kingdom, But his role then is to also be the greatest supporter he can be. So with that said, if the wife is called to ministry, you can't treat your husband like a footstool. You know, you have to honor your husband. You have to recognize his role as head of the household. And when you come back into the house, even if you're pastoring a church, when you come back into that house, your husband is head of that household. And there's still a role that he has to fulfill that you also have to help him to obtain. So, again, you know, I was speaking to some young people not too long ago, and, you know, with young women, you know, God has created some awesome young women out here where they're able to do, they have lots of talents. They're able to keep many balls in the air. You know, as far as juggling, they're able to keep a lot of things going on. And even in that role, that's very necessary. Because, again, you know, as a wife, sometimes, you know, we do have to cook, you know, sometimes, and the husbands cook too, but sometimes the wives have to cook, sometimes the wives have to work. They still have to be able to make sure the husband is looking good when he leaves out the house, you know, don't have on one blue sock, one black sock. Make sure that, you know, the children are on point and that everyone is represented well, because, again, the husband is still the head of the household, and all of that actually also reflects on him. But, and women a lot of times say, well, what am I getting out of the deal? Because women are holding down a whole lot of hats as wives inside the home, and they're like, what am I getting out of the deal? You know, if I'm holding all this down, you know, what's my takeaway? And, you know, it can be really rough sometimes. And a lot of women, they get disillusioned. They feel as though they're unappreciated.
Look to God. We forget to look to God. And then at times we start looking to each other to take care of each other. And how... Okay. So, we see a lot of that right now, because I really feel that kingdom marriages should be the example for the world. That they should see kingdom marriages and desire to be married. Not say that that I'd rather be out in the world, basically, and fornicating, or, you know, in a relationship, and I'd rather not go ahead and tie the knot. Because you're seeing that when you talk to people from the world, they'd rather not be married, because sometimes they look at kingdom situations and they become discouraged. Become discouraged. And they become to the point that, you know, they look at us. We got to recognize that the world is watching us. They're really watching. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. There's some people that will tell you some stories. And even though sometimes we as kingdom citizens, sometimes we make mistakes. We're not above making mistakes. We're not above having failures. Because right now we're talking about, I'm telling you some things about what happened. I mean, these are nuggets that came from the wreckage of my marriage when it spiraled down and crashed. And some people would say, who are you to be able to talk to us about marriage? It didn't work for you.
Well, again, I know that, you know, it's a lot of things that we can tell, you know, about marriages, and again, also by the things that we did wrong. Because with something that you said earlier, you know, right now in society, many of the roles or many of the things that used to work a particular way have been, you know, skewed a little bit. Like we spoke of briefly earlier, with many, the women are in the workforce, and there are some men that, you know, are at home. There are some women that actually make more money than the men. And that is also something that has sometimes skewed the relationship, to where it's women, because, you know, they make more money, they then believe that they're head of the household. And then the other issue that, that comes into pass is that, you know, with women, especially women in ministry, and women that have been raised to be independent. I know that me, you know, personally, I come from a very strong, a woman, women, you know, they're strong, you know. And one of the issues that has, you know, that caused me a lot of problems, you know, in my first marriage were was the issue as far as, you know, what is submission?
Okay.
And how and why do I submit? I mean, you know, God has blessed me to where, you know, I had a pretty good job and I bring home, you know, a lot of money. And I really was never taught how to honor the husband. Mm-hmm. And even if you're making more money, even if you're out working, even if you're in ministry, even if, you know, you're doing a lot of things that the world would view as in a leadership role, the husband is still the head of the household. And so, you know, the honor that God has placed, because, again, God gave the man the position, the same position as Christ has with the church. And he says that, you know, the wife is to honor the husband, the husband is to love the wife as Christ loves the church. And so with the women, you know, it's not easy to balance that. But what God has taught me, and praise God, he's still constantly teaching because he will never stop. He won't stop until he finished the work he began. Hallelujah. What he has taught and what he is teaching is that the honor to the husband as Christ loves the church, as same as we honor Christ as head of the church, is very pleasing unto God. And it also, it gives you a sense of order in your home. And it also takes a lot of the pressure off, you know? It takes a lot of the pressure off the women. You know, many of us have, you know, early on, you know, we ran our households. We were just used to taking care of everything, making all the decisions. And you know, God has actually gave that onus to the man. And I don't think we realize how blessed we are. You know, the final decision often, you know, will rest with the man. And if your husband is a God-fearing, God-following man, you trust him as you trust God. Now, one thing that I have to bring up is the fact that many times, and I'm going to say this with my first situations, I didn't wait for God to tell my husband that I was his wife. Mm. And I also didn't wait for God to tell me that it was my husband.
Amen.
And because of that, we were not equipped for each other, okay? We were ill-equipped, and it was an ill fit, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't meet or fit or complimentary to him, and he wasn't meet or fit or complimentary to me because God didn't put that together. We in our own flesh and in our own decisions put it together, mm-hmm. and it caused us both a lot of grief. Mm-hmm. Many times we get into situations out of desperation. We don't want to be alone. We get into situations because they were nice or that they look good or their bank account looks a particular way. And me, you know, at one particular point, I got into a situation because the credit score was right, you know. But none of these things had anything to do with his spiritual positioning, my spiritual positioning, the gifts that God has given me that are going to be complementary to my husband, and the gifts that God gives my husband that is also complementary to me. Whereas when we come together, it's like a puzzle, and I fit his missing pieces and, you know, whatever he doesn't have, and he has the complete, you know, so whereas together we have the complete picture. And so getting into that situation, I dealt with many things. I dealt with not feeling appreciated. In one particular scenario, I dealt with being, like, overrun. You know, as far as nothing that I brought to the table, you know, was sufficient. And in another scenario, there was just no God in the house, so that was just a mess all the way around. I have to say that this marriage took 12 years. 12 years before God said I was ready for my husband, and before he sent my husband to find me. Because, again, it's like he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So what happened is that for those 12 years, God was teaching me how to be a wife to Christ. So that if I'm a wife to Christ and I'm submitting to Christ and I'm able to submit to Christ and his word, than when Christ sends my husband, who's also submitted to him, who's also following his word, and who is also a servant, then it's not a problem as I submit to him because I've already submitted to Christ. Previously, I had not learned how to submit to Christ. So I could not submit to a husband. I could not come under the mission of what my husband's mission was. And again, that submission is coming under the mission. And so my husband's missions were not aligned with who God had created me to be, because he hadn't told me that that was my husband, neither he told my husband that I was his wife. And so the missions didn't fit. And so that's what was such a blessing, that when Elder Joe and I came together, as we talked and as we prayed, you know, the missions, they came together. It was a perfect fit, as a matter of fact, because the mission that God gave him, God had already been confirming in my spirit. So that as we joined together, the parts that God had given me fit into the parts that he'd already given unto you. And it just goes to show that the plan that God has put together and what he has aligned is good. It is perfect. But we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. So there's a lot of things that we've said today, and they're just speaking from our hearts. And there are some points that we just really, really want to make sure that we leave with you guys as we move on, with the listeners. I don't want to say you guys, with the listeners as we move on. The first point we really want to leave is, the wife is a helpmeet, a helper that is fit for the husband. And the mission that God has given the husband, the wife will be able to step into the place in order to give him and make sure that he has everything he needs in order for the mission to go forward. So we are under the mission, submitted to our husband, submission under the mission of our husbands. We walk forward and we provide the gifts we have. That's very important. And women don't feel, you know, because the word mission has a bad connotation.
Yes.
You know, don't feel as though you're not important. Again, I got to remind y'all, God didn't say it was very good until he'd given that wife to Adam. He didn't say that it was very good. So it's very good when God gives that wife to Adam so that they can go forward in the mission that God set forth for them to do. So submission is not a bad word. And again, it is very important from the, again, that the wife understand her role as the helpmeet, the helper that is put in place to compliment the husband, because it is not good for man to be alone.
And men need to understand that in the marriage, basically you guys are stewards. The stewardship. How you treat the very thing that God blesses you with and how you utilize it is very important to God. God wants us as men to not be dictators in the relationship. He wants us to be leaders. He wants us to appreciate the thing. Appreciate your wife. Because in regards to that, hurting, when you were alone, let's talk about when we were in our lonely state. Our lonely state. Before that woman came, we were going through some things, but she became that very blessing that came into the life of most men that I know, or most men, period, came that blessing that God sends to actually help you to be able to do what needs to be done in your life, what God has given you. Well, go ahead.
And also understand, again, the word of God says, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Yes.
You findeth a wife. It doesn't find a woman. You don't find a girlfriend. You don't find, you know, a personal friend. You find a wife. And that woman should already be in the role of being submitted to Christ as a wife, already under the mission of Christ to advance the kingdom. Now, I'm going to say, husbands, you know, God will reveal unto you who your wife is.
Yeah.
And it's not going to have anything to do with the, God understands the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we really, and women too, we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. Wait until God sends that husband that will see you and seek you out, and will be able to understand that you are the helper that is fit, that God has chosen to join with him. Now, one quick thing is we only have all, we're already out of time, but it's one other thing that I just really, really need to really touch on. Many times in relationships, we're not only bringing in baggage from other relationships, but we're also bringing in people.
Yes, yes, from other things.
And we wonder why there's so much confusion, why there's so much fighting. I just really want to encourage everyone, if you have been in a relationship outside of the will of God, if you've been in a relationship, a marriage before, give yourself a little bit of time.
Yes.
Give yourself some time with God for him to work on the issues of your heart, to work on the hurt, to work on the pain, to work on the disappointment. Because if you don't give God the time to deal with it, you're going to bring it into your new relationship.
Yes.
And you're either going to drive your husband crazy or your husband will drive you crazy because they'll be dealing with things according to past situations.
Yes.
And again, when God puts something together, again, it is good.
It is good.
However, there are things that we have joined to put and brought in with us that's not so good,
yes,
that pollutes the situation. And we really need to give ourselves time to heal.
Yes.
If, you know, you have not given yourself time to heal and you're in a relationship, I really do encourage everyone to please go to a spiritual counseling, because there are things that need to be brought out and put on the table so that they can be dealt with.
Yes.
There has to be an open line of communication, and you can't run around with secrets. You can't work around with past hurt and expect that, you know, none of those things are going to affect the relationship that you're now in. So that's one thing that, you know, I really do have to encourage. There's so many things that we can talk about in regards to marriage. Before marriage, what to do, what not to do when you're in a marriage.
What about quitting?
Oh, yeah, that's something else we can talk
about.
When you get
two people together and they ain't getting along and they ready to get out of it.
Yeah, just quitting before time.
Quitting before time.
Yeah.
But they don't recognize that. Everything hinges upon God, what God puts together.
Yeah, let no man
tear us. Let no man tear us up.
That includes
you. That's you.
Yeah, you.
You too.
You.
Okay. No, you. I'm just saying. But what I'm saying with that is sometimes we have a tendency when things don't go our way, we throw tantrums, we get mad, we get upset, we get all discombobulated all over the place. And God, and one thing I had to learn, is that if God said it,
yeah,
if God said it, you're going to have to stick and stay.
Amen.
Because God, if you look into God for everything, God can work it out. Especially if you allow God to be able to speak to you and be able to give you what's needed. Because sometimes God has a revelation into another person that you don't have.
Amen.
He'll give you a revelation of what to do at the right time to be able to see that person's heart.
Amen.
A lot of times, we don't see our spouse's heart because we're too busy with the pain back there. Oh, you stepped on my foot just like she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go bananas because that was a sore spot in your relationship from the past.
Exactly.
And we have to get rid of it. Because before we got married, the long time, it was hard. I'm going to tell you.
It was necessary.
It was necessary,
yeah.
But it was hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like to be alone. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
And the thing is that you have to be willing to go through that time, that alone time, in order for God to really work on your heart, work on the issues. Because during that time, he's preparing you for whom he has purposed for you.
Yes.
But then he's also preparing them for you. So we just really have to trust God. And it's like I said, if there's anything that I can leave today, because there's so many things we can talk about in regards to marriage, and we've talked about a lot of different things in a lot of different arenas. But, again, wives understand that we are the helper that is meet, fit, and created in order to complement our husbands and carry along the mission that Christ created. Also, that we have to trust in God. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord to send that husband. Wait on the Lord to send that wife. And trust him that when he has sent that one, even when it's hard, you got to stick and stay. Because in everything, there is a lesson. In everything, there is going to be growth. When you are submitted to God, you have to trust God that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, called according to his purpose.
Yes.
There are some hard things, but sometimes those hard things are what build your faith. They will build your patience. They will build your kindness. They will help you to build your peace within you as you go through those struggles and you go through those hardships. But you have to learn to stick and stand. You have to have enough patience with yourself as well as with your spouse to understand we're two different people.
Right.
Coming together to be joined as one flesh and to take on one mission to live with one another in peace, in unity. And it's not just an overnight. It's not just a quick, instantaneous meshing.
Yeah.
I mean, the physical is instant, you know. It's just, but the emotional, the spiritual, the mental is not instant. So there takes time where you have to learn how to communicate. You have to learn how to understand what your spouse is saying and learn the different love languages, and it's a lot of things you have to learn. But marriage, it is work, but it is good work. And marriage is beneficial to the husband as well as to the wife as well as to the children. And as we just submit to God and submit to his word, wives, honor your husband. And husbands, love
your
wives. Love your wives. Hallelujah. Because that is what is required. And it's the pattern that God set out. Wives and husbands, you know, move yourselves out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, wife, you know, you be the helpmeet and you care for your husband's needs. But likewise, husbands, keep your focus on your wife. Because if I'm looking out for my husband and making sure he has everything he needs, and he's looking out for me to make sure I have everything we need, then neither one of us lacks. And then we're both looking to God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and then he's also pouring onto us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness so that the unity and the relationship is complete. But two things that do not work, two words that do not mesh, selfishness, and marriage.
And when you flip self, you can add an H. When you flip it upside down, it turns into flesh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If your flesh is involved, it's not going to work.
Okay, yeah. But that's one combination that does not work is selfishness and marriage. With marriage, you have to be willing to give. But understand this also, giving is the nature of God. Giving is the heart of God. So as we submit to the Holy Spirit, wives can give unto their husbands gladly, and husbands can give unto their wives gladly as we're both submitted to the Holy Spirit. So time has far gone. It went by really fast, too, honey.
We want to, right now, we hope that you were blessed by what you heard here today and recognize that we as men, we need women. We need the woman in our lives. She has her purpose. Her purpose is to help us in our assignment. We'll help each other because we both have purpose and destiny.
Amen.
To achieve to each other, to be together.
Yeah.
All right. We want to pray. We want to be able to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, we thank you and bless you right now, God.
Yeah.
Father, you are holy and righteous, God, and what you have put together, Father, is good, God.
Yeah.
And, Father, we ask that right now, God, that those who are listening right now, God, that they will become blessed, God.
Yes.
That they will desire, God, what you have put, Heavenly Father, in the universe of marriage, God. That they desire to find that person, God, that will complete them, God. That they will come together in a unified way, God.
Yes.
And look to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
We ask that right now, God, that you would begin, mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, if someone right now, God, is on this line, God, and they're having a problem in their situation, in their marriage,
yes.
God,
yes.
That, Father, you are able, God, to sustain them, God. You
yes.
are able, God, to bring it all together, Father.
Yes.
Let love prevail, God.
Yes.
Let love win, God,
yes.
in the hearts of your people, God.
Yes.
Father, allow the marriages in the kingdom, God, to blossom, God, and become, Heavenly Father, the real example of what you have desired it to be.
Yeah.
So, Father, we glorify you right now, God. We pray for those, God, who are, we pray for us today, God. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you right now. In Jesus' name.
And Heavenly Father, Amen. Right now, we just come also Hallelujah. Praying, Father God, for those who are single on the line, Father,
yes.
who seek a spouse, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we just ask, Lord God, that the women, Father God, and the men, Father God, will just join with you, God,
yes.
that they will be able to be your church, your body, and that they will be submitted and chasing after you, God, and that they will trust and wait on you, Father God, to reveal who it is that you have purpose and design for them, God, that they, Father God, will just accept, Father God, the working that is going on right now. For Lord, you said that you would not stop until you finish the work that you began in each and every one of us. As you prepare us, Father God, for husbands, as we desire husbands, wives, for those that desire wives, God, that you, Father God, would continue the work to prepare us,
yes.
Lord God. Lord God, we'll come right now asking for
yes.
healing, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Healing to the hurts, Father God, that affect
yes.
the marriages, God.
Yes.
Healing, Father God, to the hurts that affect the trust,
yes.
Father God, in marriages, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, healing, Father God, to the hurt, Father God, that has come down generationally, that causes
yes.
us to mistrust, God, to speak after ourselves and speak after our own, Lord God. We just ask right now that you will touch, Father God, those that are in marriage and those that are looking to go into marriage, Father God, that you will heal every hurt, Father God, that you remove,
yes.
remove every hindrance and every roadblock that the enemy has tried to put up so that the institution of marriage would not be, Father, what you purpose for it to be, Lord God. We come against right now, divorce right now, God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just ask, Father God, that you will speak to the husbands that are considering divorce
yes.
and speak to the wives that are considering divorce, Lord God, that they, Father, will look to you for guidance.
Yes.
That they will look to you and your example,
yes.
Lord God. That they will, Lord, trust in you that if you, hallelujah, spoke and put a union together, that not even they should tear it apart, God, and that you are able to fix, Father God, any heart, Lord God, that you are able to turn them as we put everything in your hands,
yes.
Father God.
Yes.
Lord God, right now we just come praying, Lord God, if there be anyone, Lord God, that's in an abusive situation, Lord God, that you, Father God, will Father God, talk to the one and speak to the one that's in that abuse situation, Lord God, to remove them, Lord God, but that you will, Father God, most importantly, Father God, speak and touch the abuser. For, Lord God, we recognize that it's hurt people that hurt people,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, allow there to be a Christian counselor,
yes.
Father God, that's available,
yes.
Lord God,
Hallelujah.
That can speak to the hurt, that can speak to the
Hallelujah.
Lies, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, that can speak
Hallelujah.
To the issues, Father God, that is wreaking havoc in your marriages in the congregations, Lord.
Yes.
Lord God, we're just asking right now that you would move mightily, for you are able to bring life into
yes.
even situations that are dead, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, heal, Lord. Father God, if there are situations in marriages right now, Lord God, that they are feeling as though they just outgrew one another,
yes.
that the situation is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, I pray that you, Lord God, will breathe life into it, just like you breathed life into the bones that were thought that they were dying. They rose up and became an army, Lord God.
Yes.
That those marriages that are on life support right now, God, that you will breathe life into them,
yes.
that they will be able to rise up to do what you purpose. So, Father God, you said one will put 1,000 to flight, but two will put 2,000 to flight. You've
yes.
already put together, Father God, two in the marriage that will be able to do great havoc on the enemy's army. So, Lord God, we're just praying right now that you will bless marriages and those that are seeking to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So right now, if there's anyone who wishes to comment or have a question, and look, we only have a minute left,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, you can just unmute your line, and we'd be more than happy to hear from you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I appreciate what you two brought forth. It was definitely a very timely message, a very timely word, and I just want you all to know that I feel encouraged as I am a young single man who is pursuing to enter into marriage. So, thank you, guys.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, guys.
Is there anyone else? All righty. Well, at this time, it is 9 o'clock, so we're going to turn this back over to the producers, and we just pray that you all were blessed, and if Brother Brown is on the line, I know that he would be able to speak up, but we're just praying that you all were blessed by this message, and that you all will be able to go forth in that which God purposed, which is the institution of marriage.
Amen.
Again, we just thank God for the teaching tonight on marriage. We just know that God honors marriage, and we want to encourage our teachers tonight that you did a wonderful job. God used you, and we just blessed him for what he's doing, and it's incumbent upon the people of God to honor marriages. And so, truly, marriage in the church is something that I believe that God wants us to tighten up, that we are more submitted to our husbands and our wives, and that we know how to honor and respect and to even build them up and to encourage them in the walk that God has given for them to do. So, again, I thank you, Elder. I thank you, Minister Page, for coming forth and sowing into the people of God tonight about marriages. We have a lot that are on the line, and some are going through in their marriage, but I just believe that this teaching was a blessing to them as it was to my husband and myself. As you ended, my husband said, oh, no, they're going off. So, again, I just thank God for that, because as we were sitting here listening, we were truly blessed. So we just thank God for you. And we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you and your marriage and the ministry and all that God has ordained for you both to do. And we just thank God for you. And all our listeners that come on faithfully, we just want to encourage you to continue to be sharpened by one another in the marriage. And when you are corrected, don't take offense, because it's all about being better and being closer to God. And even with our walk with God, as our spouse can see our flaws, they should be the one that, if we can't receive from anyone else, they should be the one that we are able to receive from because of love. So, again, I thank you. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I'm standing in for Brother Brown tonight. Again, we just thank you. We just thank you. And I just wanted to dedicate this song to our listeners. And, again, thank you both from the bottom of our heart for coming on tonight. We were blessed with your teaching on before, and we wanted to hear you again and again and again. So truly God has blessed you both. And I just love the way you teach together, how you work together. That has blessed, blessed me. So we wanted to, amen. We want to dedicate this song to you and also to the listeners tonight. Just give me a minute to find it on the board.
You are my only.
bless God for relationships and for marriages. And truly our relationship that we show to one another is predicated on our relationship with God. So again, we thank all our listeners. We love you. We bless you. And we just say have a supernatural blessed weekend. Go in the presence of the Lord, hear his voice, and move at God's command. So, Father, we thank you for this hour of power. We thank you, Lord God, that you look down upon marriages. And, Father, we just cover them afresh with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every single tongue that rise up against them in judgment, Father, we thank you that it's already condemned. We thank you that you condemn it, we condemn it, and it is condemned. Father, we thank you that you renew, refresh, and restore them as they go about their kingdom way, Father, that you keep them safe. You keep their families safe, God. And even, Lord God, strengthen their marriage, Father. Cause them, Lord God, to soar into the things of the kingdom. We thank you, we honor you, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray and we decree and declare that it is so in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. God bless everyone. Elder and Minister Page, if you want to have final comments, you can at this time.
Hallelujah. We just want to just, again, we're praying for marriages out there, and we're praying that everyone will be encouraged. Even if you're struggling, be encouraged that, again, even through the struggle, it brings growth. In everything, just look for what God is doing in your lives, be it increasing your patience, increasing your faith, whatever it may be. Just don't give up. Because all things do work together for good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And understand that there is no good thing that God has done that the enemy is not going to try to come up against and destroy. So if you're going through, know that it's a good thing. And don't give up on it. Just keep on fighting through. Whatever God has ordained, what God has put together, let no man tear asunder.
And for the brothers out there, I just want to encourage you. Because sometimes things can, you know, happen, and there's life that happens. And sometimes we don't feel like working, you know, for the thing. But understand that on the other side, that there's a blessing on the other side. Once you get through those rough times together, God is able to keep it together and keep it fruitful. And we got to learn to enjoy the ride sometimes. We can get a little too rigid sometimes, and we just got to learn how to enjoy one another. God has placed us together that we can even laugh together, enjoy one another's company in a greater way. And I just pray that kingdom marriages will just blossom like they're supposed to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we just bless everyone. We thank you, man and woman of God. We truly will keep you in our prayers, the ministry, and all that God has set for you to do. Again, to our listening audience via web, Skype, however you have connected with us today, remember you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you can listen to the archives teaching. Again, call 661-449-9911, and you can connect with any live broadcast. With that being said, we love you. Continue to serve God because he is our master and the keeper of our soul. So again, we bless you, and we as we send you on your way to continue the journey of the kingdom, remember, love is the answer to every single situation. God bless you. We thank you again, and good night. Glory.
For what God has blessed us with is no more than we need. Why can't we remain the same? Today may be as bright as the shining sun. Tomorrow may be dark and everything gone. Don't forget to remember
where all your blessings come from. Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that you let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessor, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God. In the name of Jesus. Watchmen arise. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin